Warning! The following content may be considered controversial and disturbing for some audience. The following are conversation starters about adult themes with explicit language, which may not be suitable for children and sensitive adults. Please make a conscious decision whether or not to listen. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, it's your girl Lena Martin here, and welcome to the Lena Show. And I would first like to say happy Easter to everyone. Before I get into the topic, well, today we're just going to be talking about Easter, and mainly like Easter in Jamaica and how it's different from foreign Easter. And foreign is considered anywhere that is kind of like first world. So, you know, like Canada, US, England, them the place there. But before I start talking about that, I don't know if you guys watch Jane the Virgin, but I just finished watching an episode and like she's really upsetting me. She needs to hurry up and make a decision before it ruins her life. This undecisive foolery needs to stop. It's getting me annoyed. I'm actually getting upset. Like I want to just turn off my TV and stop watching. She needs to organize her life. Okay, that's all I have to say about Jane the Virgin. I don't want to ruin it just in case people actually watch it, but she needs to make a decision. Please and thank you. Thanks. Back to Easter topics. So, Easter in Jamaica is such a family-oriented time. It's a good time to gather, to eat food, and talk about old memories and things that you don't remember about, or to just be happy. I love Easter in Jamaica. There's always parties, like parties on top of parties, from Good Friday straight to Easter Monday. There are parties galore. Last year, I remember going to a party. I went to Chug It during the day, and then in the afternoon, Chug It's during the day. So I went to Chug It during the day and then went home, took a little nappy nap, then went to a party in the nighttime. Like, you can go to two parties a day during Easter time. It's beautiful. When Easter starts, so on Good Friday, people usually go to church. And church on Friday, I think, is usually fasting. And, you know, that's how you kind of start off your Easter. You go to church, you fast, you pray, you break your fast. Jamaicans are very fish and bun and cheese. Like, that is our Easter. Fish, fried fish, and bun and cheese. Not even just any kind of fish. It's fried fish and bun and cheese. And it's so weird because, you know, in Jamaica, it's just bun. And then here, it's like Easter bun, spice bun. No. Like, it's just bun. Or if someone be like, oh, I need an Easter bun. An Easter bun just means the bigger one in Jamaica. It doesn't really have that pertaining of a difference. It does not pertain any difference is what I meant to say. So yeah, that is it. And I love it. During my Easter, I usually buy like the round individual buns. And apparently that's not really Easter bun. But like, I don't really care because they're good. They don't have no big willy pop fruits in it because I ain't about that life. I don't like the fruits. The crunchiness, the texture difference. Mm-mm. I like it to be blended out and all that jazz. I love me some Jamaican cheese. I really do. And people are like, what's the difference? I'm not sure how to describe it, but the Jamaican cheese is usually Tasties. That's the brand. And it comes in a can, and you have to, I'll open the can and struggle to take out the cheese. Yes, I said struggle. That is actually how your life is set up. You struggle to take out the cheese. Some people say it's a little bit more salty, but it is more creamy. And I love it. Like, you cannot tell me you're inviting me over for Easter bun and give me foreign cheese. What is foreign cheese? Anything that is not Jamaican cheese. Duh. And no, I'm not gonna eat it. Like, this weekend I went over to Auntie's house and she gave me a fried fish and she made a salad and I got that. And she's like, oh, do you want bun and cheese? I was like, sure. So she cuts the bun and then I see her with like cheddar cheese and I was like, no. If you don't have the Jamaican cheese, I will gladly eat my bun with butter. It's just disrespectful to have bun with cheddar cheese. It's just unacceptable. No, where do they do that at? And if all now you don't know what kind of bun I'm talking about and you're confusing it with the other kind of bun that Jamaicans know about. People are like, what other kind of bun? Jamaicans know about another bun? Yes, that is called giving bun. Oh, that's so funny. What is giving bun? That's usually just cheating on your spouse or like the person you're with. But that's neither here nor there. So that's usually what Friday looks like. Saturday is a regular day kind of a thing. It's not really a holiday. So that's when people kind of go to the supermarket, stock up on the bun that their kids ate during the Friday when they were gone to church. And like any little knickknacks because nowhere is open until about Tuesday. So supermarkets are usually filled, like ram stacked, packed on the Saturday. Sunday now, everybody gets up, everybody goes to church. and in their best dress. I mean, people step out clean and nice and fit in their best Easter outfits for Easter Sunday. People that usually don't go to church somehow go to church on Easter Sunday. Those are still the same people that go to church. Also, Christmas and New Year's. Yes, three times for the year. Those are those people. Anywho, after church, you usually come home, you have Christmas dinner. You usually come home and you have Easter dinner, which is still your fish and your bun and cheese. And sometimes, you know, somewhere in there, there's rice and peas and one little coleslaw on the side. And shuckleberry. That's how the Sunday usually goes. There's usually a party in the nighttime. I know that where I live in a country, big up Mocha Mountain, where I come from, where my family comes from, there's this big party called Mocha Rollout. And that's usually on Easter Sunday. And the party can more nice. And that's usually like a big thing. So after you fill up your belly, your Easter Sunday dinner, you might take a little nappy nap and get ready to go out in the nighttime. Easter Monday is usually like a beach day. Sundays in Jamaica is usually a beach day. So whenever there's a holiday on the Monday, that Monday now becomes beach day. So Mondays are usually like a really good beach day where the beach is packed. I like to go to Helsha. I really do. At Helsha, there is music, there is fish, bami, lobster, crab, everything that you want to buy, it did it. So those are always like my bestest of options. And there's usually music on the beach. So Sunday, there's always music on the beach. But again, when there's a holiday on the Monday, that Monday now becomes Sunday and there's music on the beach. Kids are playing, lots of noise, lots of fun. It's always a great time. That is kind of how Easter works for the most part in Jamaica. What is so surprising though is that Easter is taken like relatively serious when it comes to like, when it comes to school wise, like they get like a 2-week vacation. Like, yeah, 2 weeks. We're here getting, you know, the Friday off, the Monday off. They get like a whole 2 weeks worth of no school because it's Easter. Then again, they don't get something like March break like we do because they don't really have changing of seasons where there's a winter season per se. So they've kind of just extended their Easter holiday. So usually Easter falls during my birthday weekend. So, you know, the first week of April. Every now and then it does end up being towards the end of April. And because of that, Easter falls during 420. So I don't think 420 is really that big of a deal in Jamaica, because I've been there during that time and no one really talks about it like how they talk about it here. I don't even think they even really know what 420 is. I think just the younger generation might be like, oh, it's 420. But like, and by younger generation, I mean anybody born in the 2000s, 1999, maybe 1998. No one really cares about it because everybody smokes all the time, like naturally smoking 3-4 spliff before 11 o'clock in the morning. So ain't nobody care about no 420. But this year, 420 is during Easter. So I'm sure that all the stoners out there are very happy, you know, rolling their big heads and then yam their fish and then bun and are very merry. if you are a 420 savvy happy person, yo, big up yourself. If you put grabba in your spliff, big you up. I'm sure that everybody enjoyed their 420. I saw a meme where this guy has the, what are those thing calls? Have the, this guy had one of those like electric pens kind of a thing to smoke with. But it looks like it was like a disposable one. And he's like, and so the meme is a picture of him holding it in his hand. And he's like, I'm never smoking one of these again. And then under it, someone comments and says, but fam, your slippers are on backwards. Clearly you're high. I don't know why I laughed so much, but I did. I thought it was hilarious. I found it so funny. I was like, this guy's out here talking about how it's not for him, and homeboy is high as hell. So I thought that was funny. Thought I'd share that with you, because I told y'all, I like a good meme, and I see memes all the time, and I'm gonna share them with y'all if they're hilarious. I have noticed that since cannabis, marijuana, Mary Jane, all of the above, has been legalized in Canada, 420 hasn't been as popular or as important, I guess, to some people. Because before, I used to see it all the time. Be like, oh, it's 420. Like, people counting down and all these things. And so, I'm not sure if people have matured or if the idea, because it's so easily accessible now, that nobody cares about it. I really do think it's the second one. But hey, who knows? Easter, I think, is also usually a time where people gather and, you know, family members come over, especially like on Easter Sunday. Family members come over, you guys might have like a big dinner, people will bring a bun, because you can't go to people's house without bringing a bun. So people would bring a bun, and you guys sit down and drink, you know, and talk, and have remembrance, and etc. My Easter has been damn boring, let me tell y'all. Boring, blood clot, boring. I did nothing. Honestly, for most of the Easter, I'm just sleep because I'm tired. God, no, I'm just tired. And so, I had one fish, two slices of bun for the whole Easter. It's just, I don't know, just been chilling. You know when you get time off and you're like, ooh, it's a long weekend, I want to do everything. And then it's like, no, bitch, I want to sleep. I want to rest. I want to rejuvenate for the next week. Like, that is what I've been on. Oh, one last thing I forgot to remember to say was that also this weekend, so starting from Easter Sunday, I believe, it kickstarts Carnival in Jamaica. So Carnival is usually the weekend after Easter. So it just kind of, all the fets start keeping. I don't really know what else happens in carnivals. I just know that people go to fets and then there's carnival. But I know all the fets, all the breakfasts, all the events, all carnival events in Jamaica start or kickstart either the Easter Monday or the Easter Sunday, somewhere right there, that kickstarts everything for carnival the following weekend. Which I'm sure I know a few people that are going down for. I hope that they enjoy themselves. I've actually never been, and it sounds really bad because I've been in Jamaica for the past 2 years, 3 years during my birthday, and I've just never been. I don't know. Every time I'm gonna go though, it rains, and it's like, I live in country, so if I see rain, I'm like, oh, should I go to all the way at Tone? And what if it's raining in town, then it doesn't waste my gas money go there, and waste my toll money go there, and yeah, it's one of those definitely things that you just think about, and you're like, because in Jamaica, it could literally be raining, like pouring rain, flooding rain in one area, and you could drive 15 minutes, not even 10 minutes away, and it's not raining there. So it's always like a hit or miss. Because it doesn't rain in the whole island all at once. It doesn't even rain in one parish all at once. It could literally rain in one little section and then over the forest. There's no rain there. So it's honestly a very hit or miss sometimes. But I hope that everybody had an awesome Easter. And if you don't celebrate Easter, I hope that you had a great long weekend. Time to think, process, and get ready for a new week. This time, Adobe has been working with me, so keep me in your prayers about that, because Adobe, I get palm of blood, clap nerves. But we'll see how it goes moving forward. With that being said, thanks. No, later. Peace and love.